everyone, and welcome to Lucrative Ladies Celebrating Our Success. This is a show hosted by women business owners, and we give a voice to other women business owners and executives. Lucrative Ladies is proudly presented by Ultra Touch Cleaning, Pinnacle Custom Signs, and Favorite Place Travel. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Stacy Gross, and I'm the owner of Favorite Place Travel. Let me start the show by introducing you to Michelle Anderson, who is the owner of Date Night Atlanta. Hi, Michelle. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Stacy. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad you're here. Now, tell me about Date Night Atlanta. It's such an intriguing name, and people go different ways with it. So explain what this is.
Well, Date Night Atlanta is a place where couples, married, long-term couples, just people that are maybe in a rut with their dating life or need some ideas, and want somebody to plan their night out, we go ahead and we put together nights out for couples. They go on our website and they put in a date night request. They answer about 6 questions about what it is that they want to do, how much they want to spend, and when they want to go. And we come back with options for them, and we take care of all the planning and the arranging.
Now, I know you've come up with some pretty outstanding dates. Tell me some of the more fabulous ones you've done.
Well, probably our most interesting one that we did was last year. We had a husband call, and he wanted to arrange for his entire family of women to have a fantasy day out. So we arranged the limousine. They went to Nordstrom's for a personal shopping day. They stayed overnight at the St. Regis, and they had a 6-course chef's menu at Aria. And that was just, it was fairy tale from the moment they got, nobody knew what was going on. So we flew people in from all over the country. The limo picked them up at the airport, and it was a complete surprise.
And you arranged all that. So he called you and said, I want to do this. And you just ran with it and gave him ideas and came up with this amazing day that they'll never forget.
Exactly.
So when we think date, we think husband, wife, but it could be.
It could be
a couple,
a
family.
Couple.
It
sure,
could be just like that.
Exactly.
I love that.
It's kind of broad that it covers. We've done some amazing just husband-wife anniversary type celebrations and just some regular date night out.
So instead of your dinner and a movie.
Yes.
You've got so many other ideas. I love it. I love it. Now, how do I book a date?
So the main place to go is datenightatl.com. We don't use Atlanta. We use ATL. You go on there and you can set up your profile. Or you can click on, well, it'll ask you to set up your profile. But then as soon as that's set, you click on date night request, and it'll go ahead and it'll pop you through those questions. It gives some Q&A, and you hit submit, and our company receives it. We get a notification that you've placed a date night order, and then our people get behind the background and start setting things up. We come back to you via email or telephone, whichever way you want to be contacted, and we give you 3 options. You accept one of those options, you can click on the pay at that time. And then from that point on, we take it from there. You just show up. That's all you have to do.
It's that easy. And that's to just revitalize a dating relationship for sure. So can this be kept quiet? Like you gave the example, it was a total surprise to the whole family. So you can do surprise.
Absolutely. One of the ones that we did that was the biggest surprise as well was for a husband who was in a little bit of a pickle. He had just moved here from Boston, didn't know the Atlanta area, and it was his 10-year wedding anniversary. He was supposed to be taking his wife to Paris, and his job wouldn't allow him to. So he couldn't get off because he was accepting a high-end position within his company. So he had to cancel their trip to Paris and asked us to come in and just sweep her off her feet. So we brought in a personal chef who cooked in their specific style. They had a specific style that they like to eat in. We brought in a four-set quartet.
Nice.
I should just say quartet. But they brought in a quartet, and the quartet played while they had this personal chef with their entire dinner, and then a limo showed up and took them to front row seating for Idina Menzel at Chastain.
Nice.
And she knew nothing. She did not know we were in the background. She didn't know that we were setting anything up. He got all the props. He got all the credit.
Very
and
good.
He looked like a hero.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. So who is the target market and ideal client for you? You mentioned it a little bit.
Sure. We're obviously looking for couples, people that have been together for a while. Maybe they're a little bit bored in going out and they're doing dinner and a movie. Anybody that has an anniversary. I mean, that's really what we wind up working with, are people with anniversaries that, you know, it either sneaks up on you and you weren't prepared, or you just don't know what to do. We've done some really cool things where we tie the anniversary into the specifics of, you know, what year it is. So what is the appropriate gift? What are the things that you do surrounding that anniversary? It's just something that you need a little help, and it's okay that you need help. We would prefer that you're going out and you're having a great time and making some great memories with your partner than going to the typical dinner and a movie and one of you is just sitting there looking at your phone the entire time.
Exactly. And doesn't that happen? We all see that happening. Well, this sounds like an expensive service that you provide. Tell me, how much does this cost?
It's nothing to our clients.
Nothing.
Nothing. It is free. We do all of our services to our clients are free. We are partnered with our vendors. So instead of a marketing expense to be on our website or something like that, what we ask for in exchange with all of our vendors is that they are reimbursing us for bringing business their way. So it is something that, you know, we have arrangements with all of our vendors in place, or we have a set, you know, like we were talking about I was talking with somebody earlier today about a restaurant, and we generally will do a prefix meal or something that's set for date night clients that they're able to go in, and we're paying something that's in an arrangement with the vendor. But our clients and everything that our client gets, they say, I want to spend $100 for tonight, or I want to spend $1,000 for a weekend. We bring that back. It's all within the budget that they specified, and it's our job to arrange whatever it is on the back end for the financing with the vendors.
That's amazing. It really sounds almost too good to be true. Michelle, tell me, what was the inspiration for starting Date Night Atlanta?
Two things for Date Night Atlanta. One was, I've been married for 16 years, and my husband and I, same thing. He would look at me and say, what do you want to do? And I'd say, I don't know. Just plan it. Just plan it. And he'd look back and he'd say, well, I don't know what to do. And I'd be like, right. Oh, God. So that was one of the things, is that in my own marriage, it was an area that I had generally taken the reins and gotten decent at. So I just thought, wow, there's got to be other couples out here going through the same thing. You get married for a long time, you just start doing the same things over and over and over. But we believe that the strongest, best relationships are one where you have memories to feed off of and things to think about. So we've been fairly adventurous in the dates that we've done and all the things that we've been able to do around Atlanta, and the travel. We've done a bunch of travel. And you know what? It's money aside, it doesn't matter what you spend. It's about the memories that you make. So that was really a big piece of it. And the second thing was, I'm out of corporate America. I'm by trade an accountant. And on my way to work about 4 years ago, there was a commercial for a company that was setting up profiles, and you were paying money once a quarter to be in, get your profile in his program, where you listed all the things that you like and you would get connected to other people who wanted to have secret affairs. And I was stunned that people were spending money to go outside of their relationships and have affairs. And I thought, God, what if we could take that money and you could do something good with it and revitalize your own relationship?
Very good.
So really, those two ideas started the whole concept of dreaming up Date Night Atlanta. We want to do something that's positive for relationships. We want people putting their money back into the community. We want people going out and making memories together, so that when they're tempted or they're realizing that there's something out there where you can have secret affairs on your spouse or your partner without ever getting caught, that they, you know, that why would you need to?
Mm-hmm.
Invest in what you have. That was our idea.
Very good. Well, what do you love most about Date Night Atlanta?
Oh my gosh, I love planning. I love planning nights. I get more excited as if I'm going out on the date myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's all of a sudden, it's just this big adventure. And even though I never show up and I'm never there, unless I have to be for some reason to meet with a vendor ahead of time, it is like I'm planning my own little dating world every day.
Yep.
But it's just exciting. And then to have a customer or a client come back and say, we just had the best weekend. Thank you for thinking of things that we would have never dreamed of doing.
That's good.
So that's probably my favorite thing about Date Night Atlanta.
That's very cool. Well, tell me, how could people find you? You mentioned datenightatl.com.
Yes.
You have a phone number, Twitter,
Facebook. We have Facebook. We have Twitter. We have email. It's We have one that you can just put if you don't have access to all the social media and things like that, and you just want to send an email. We have a specific email called plan4me@datenightatl. And we do get requests that come in that way where people say, I don't know what to do. Can you help me out? So, you know, if it's a computer issue or it's something like that, it's as easy as sending us an email and we'll take it from there. They can call us on the phone. That's any way that they want to reach us, we're available.
Very good. And what's a good phone number for them to reach?
Sure. It's 770-714-8971.
Well, that's awesome. Michelle, thank you so much for being here. I'm a big fan of your company, and I love what you do. And I'm going to turn it over to Teresa Conklin with Pinnacle Custom Signs with our next guest.
Thanks, Stacy. How are you today?
Doing great. Thank you.
Good. And my guest today is Amy Fitzpatrick. She is the owner and CEO of one of my favorite restaurants, Gulf Coast Grill. Good morning, Amy. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you, Teresa?
Doing well. Tell us about your inspiration behind Gulf Coast Grill.
Well, my husband, Mark, had been in the restaurant business all his life, and he'd also been a seafood broker and manufacturer, and I had been in corporate America and sold to restaurants, and I'll be honest, I just got tired of corporate America. Mark had a dream of the restaurant and shared that with me, and we got ideas for about a year, and we looked and said we really didn't see any good fresh seafood restaurants like we were used to. Mark grew up in Lower Alabama, Bay Minette, which is Gulf Coast area, mm-hmm. Or Gulf Shores area, and then I was from Texas and had relatives in New Orleans, so again, both of us were just used to really good fresh seafood, and we couldn't find too much short of Red Lobster, which is fine for what it is, but we decided, you know, there's something missing here, and let's take a leap of faith. So I left corporate America, and we decided to open Gulf Coast Grill and try to bring the things that we love to everybody in Suwannee.
Yeah. What set you apart from other seafood restaurants?
Well, we maintain domestic seafood. We work very hard to make sure our seafood is fresh. We get orders in 3 to 4 times a week. Right now, they're wild-caught shrimp out of off the coast of Georgia. We get fresh oysters in. We tell everybody exactly where they're from. We want them to be active beds, so we tell them, like, right now it's from Louisiana, Area 9 mm-hmm. is the area. So those are some of the things, but also how we treat our guests. And I call them guests because I spend more time at our restaurant than I do at home, and I would want them to feel like a guest in my home.
And we do.
Thank
it's
you.
Kinda nice. What are some of your top-selling items?
Shrimp and grits is probably our top-selling item. Our chef has won awards for his Poblano cheese grits that we put those on. Those are fabulous. The Bayside fish tacos at lunchtime are one of our best lunch sellers. Then, of course, we have our shrimp basket and our fresh-cooked oysters. Those are top sellers for us.
Yeah, everything there has been great. Every time we've gone, we've enjoyed the food. What kind of entertainment do you have?
We have live music on Friday and Saturday nights beginning anywhere from 7:30 to 8 o'clock at night. We do trivia beginning at 8 o'clock on Thursdays. And then we have in the restaurant an entertainment room for kids. It's a Wii and a PlayStation 3 with family-friendly games for them, Nintendo-style Mario Brothers, so that the kids can go in and play while the parents are having a conversation without, you know, them saying, Mom, I'm bored. Can we go home? So that way extends their time and lets them enjoy themselves a little bit more.
Good. Something for everyone.
Yes.
And what do you want a guest to experience when they come for a visit?
I want them to experience a place to get away. That's kind of our motto. When they come in, from the time that our host opens the door for them, just like we would at home, you know, welcoming them in with a smile. Our servers come in and tell them about the place, establish a relationship. They wear lifeguard shirts because we want them, our guests, to come in and just have a total experience that somebody else has this. And thanks to Pinnacle Signs, we have a fabulous mural with a seaside with a beach, so people can come in. The colors are beachy. The music is laid back. And we want them to feel when they left that they've gotten a value, that they've really had a great experience and said, you know, not only did we go in and have dinner, because many times I've had dinner at great places and the service not been good and said, well, I had a great meal, but that's it. We want the whole experience from the time they walk in the door till the time they leave to be something that they feel like it was a total memory for them.
Awesome. Awesome. Do you have any specials planned for the upcoming months?
We do. Actually, this Saturday, we're doing a Welcome to Summer Bash. Beginning at 1 o'clock, we have live music. We're going to have food and drink specials. We're going to have some fun games for the kids, hula hoops. And we have cornhole and things like that for them. So that's going to be fun. We also have a second set of live music beginning at 7:30 like usual. And we have crawfish boils the first Saturday of every month. Mm-hmm. So that's always fun. We bring crawfish up from Louisiana and have them with potatoes and sausage and onions and corn. And then we do have the Kids Eat Free. That's on Monday and Tuesday nights, Kids Eat Free with an adult purchase. So we try and be family friendly for them, you know, let them bring the kids in and enjoy that. So those are some of the things that we have upcoming.
Okay. And now, are you open every day?
We are open Monday through Saturday. Monday through Friday, we're open from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. And Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. And then we are closed on Sundays.
Okay. And what do you love most about your job?
I love our guests. I love getting to talk to them and establishing a relationship. You know, I do most of the desserts. I owned a bakery before.
They're yummy, too.
Thank you. One of my best compliments I ever received was when somebody ate one of the desserts and said that it memories gushed back of their grandmother.
Aww.
And to me, that's the whole thing is creating that memory and bringing it back. And we want to be part of that. And I love being part of our guest families and becoming part of that. To me, that's the most wonderful part of our job.
And for those that are listening, how can they find out more about Gulf Coast Grill or find out where you are and find out what's going on there?
We have a Facebook page, Gulf Coast Grill Suwannee. We do have a web page. It's www.gulfcoastgrillsuwannee.com. That's going to be – it's a work in progress right now. They can call the restaurant at 678-765-8270, and we do put information on Foursquare and Twitter, Suwannee Patch. So we always try to have updated information on all those venues.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much, Amy.
Thank you.
With our next guest is Ms. John Smith with Ultra Touch Cleaning. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys? I'm so thankful to be here today, and I will add this real quick. I've been to Gulf Coast Grill twice. Oh my God. I'm from Louisiana myself, so I know about the fresh seafood, and they have brought it here home. So yes, thank you. And thanks to the Conquest with Pinnacle Custom signed to let me have that first experience at Gulf Coast Grill. It was just absolutely delicious. But I am Jean with Ultra Touch Cleaning, where we provide residential, commercial, and turnkey cleaning. We're basically focused out in Gwinnett County, but we cover several counties in the area. But I would like to introduce my guest, Miss Marie Fratoni, with Get Clients Everywhere.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you
Good.
For having me.
You're welcome. Please tell us about Get Clients Everywhere and how you decided to start this.
Well, I've been coaching people in business for many years, and I began to narrow the lane, so to speak, to really work with new entrepreneurs and people that were opening a new area of their business to really help them find their clients and really, frankly, just put some money in their pocket a lot quicker than if they were left on their own. So we work with people in a variety of ways to really help them identify their market and transfer connections and networking, having fun out with networking, and translate that into some paying clients.
Gotcha. I know you had mentioned earlier in the past and also where I was via emails about upcoming women's networking groups.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've been a networker for many, many years. Many times people call me the network, or they've been dubbed me the networking queen or queen of connecting or whatever. And I just have fun. I enjoy people. And I've been leading a women's professional development group in Atlanta that meets in Norcross, Georgia. This is our third year, and we meet monthly, and we bring fabulous women together to grow professionally, personally, and to build their networks.
Fantastic. How did you select this new iteration of from Reinvention of Yourself?
Well, I've been helping people reinvent their careers for many years. I've been really noted in that field. And one of the areas that people would always work on was that they would go from corporate America, as we have some of our guests here today, and they would leave and they would start a business. And many of them had a great idea. They had a great product. They had a great service. But they really didn't know how to go get clients. They really didn't know how to develop that business out there. And they would flounder. They were great, but they were floundering, and they were in some cases starving and having to pull their kids out of school and, you know, do different things. And I really developed a methodology that could really help them systematize that so that they could actually find the right clients, not waste their time at networking events that weren't producing, but to really develop relationships, build contribution in their community, get known as somebody who's a giver and a contributor, and find clients immediate right now.
Great, great. Well, I am hearing that you're America's number one networking coach. What exactly, I mean, how could someone get in your coaching program or take your course or even an expert of what you do?
Well, there's a lot of ways to do it. I work with people one-to-one. I sometimes work with people in groups if there is a team of people that are working together. And in some cases, I do what we call a deep dive day or a VIP day where they can actually spend the whole day with me. And we have a nice lunch, which we might choose to go to the Gulf Coast Grill. Sounds pretty good to me. And what we'll do is really work with them one-to-one to really get them up and running. They can go to my website and learn more, which is getclientseverywhere.com. And they can meet me at the Women's Networking Group in Norcross, Georgia. Have some fun. Give me a call. We'll rock and roll.
Sounds good. Is there a particular target market that you prefer, who are your clients?
Yeah, my target market is, I would say, the new entrepreneur. And somebody who's maybe in a transformational entrepreneur that could be really somebody starting out in the service area, could be a counselor, could be a coach, it could be an energy worker, it could be somebody that's a massage therapist or a chiropractor, something in that vein. People that are in the service industries that are really just starting out, they have a great idea. They were maybe really good at what they did in another life, and they decide to bring that forward into creating their own business, but then they don't have the business skills and the marketing skills to be able to produce that. So they're still really good at what they do, but now they're in another world and they need to really learn some of the other things to go from employee to entrepreneur.
Right. Okay. What can a new client expect from having you as their coach?
Business. Pure and simple. I mean, you know, that's the intent. You know, people go into business to be in business and to make money. And why wait? You know, I think too many people struggle for too long. And I think part of it is because they really are shooting anywhere and they don't really have a way that they're really targeting and really putting their focused energy. And I've learned over the years, I started that way too. And it took me a long time to get really comfortable. And over the years, I've developed a methodology that really is very systematized. It can help you go from just really starting to really working and defining who your market is, going out and finding that market in creative ways, not just hanging out at a chamber or not just going to a women's network or not just going to a B&I or something like that, but who's the right place for you to go? We get clients everywhere. You can meet them at the grocery store. You can meet them at the bank line. You can meet them at daycare. You can meet them anywhere, depending on who it is. And then you want to be where your clients are. That's where Get Clients Everywhere.
That is actually true. On my way into here today, even just stopping the gas station, of course, with all the information on my shirt, can I have one of your cards? Oh, my God, I need you. And of course, I have to laugh because it kind of startles me. I'm like, what do you mean you need me? And I'm not paying attention to what's on my shirt.
You should just ask them and say, would you like my autograph too? and just really have some fun with them, because it's like, wow. But I think, many times we pretend and we don't know that clients are everywhere and then we're not necessarily prepared to meet them. So, what are the tools that we need to have? What do we need to have in order to, be present? How do you represent yourself at a meeting? How do you represent yourself when you're at the bank? Because people are watching us and they see what it is that we do and how we behave, and then they decide whether or not we might be somebody that they'd like to do business and connect with.
You're absolutely right.
Great people have great people in their lives, so you want to meet great people.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. Tell us how everyone can reach you to learn more.
You can go to the new and improved website at www.getclientseverywhere.com. And you can call my office, and that phone number is 770-263-8179.
Okay, I have one last question.
Yes, ma'am.
We love success stories. Is there one in particular that sticks out in your mind that you can tell us?
Oh, let's see. I actually have several. Let me think of something that would be really impactful here. Well, I think one of the people that I've worked with fairly recently is a woman that does seminars, and she helps people create visions for their life and helps them to really articulate what it is that they really want to create and move forward. And my experience of talking with her, she was a bit confusing when she introduced what she did, so that people never really understood it. But having known this woman, I know that she's very powerful and she's very impactful in what she does. But her message was really off. So I helped her really create a message so that when she goes out now in the world, she's powerful, clear, and then people say, how do I connect with you?
Wow.
That's what we did recently.
Wow. Fascinating. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. Awesome. Thank you to everyone for joining us today on Lucrative Ladies, celebrating our success. You can listen in live to our show every other Thursday morning at 11:30 on Gwinnett Business Radio X station. You can also listen to our show anytime, 24/7, by going to businessradiox.com. And you'll find our show listed under the Gwinnett Business Radio tab. For myself, John Smith with UltraTouch Cleaning, as well as Stacy Gross with Favorite Place Travel, and Ms. Teresa Conklin with Pinnacle Custom Signs, and for all of our wonderful guests today, we thank you for coming in and joining us today on Lucrative Ladies.